Guinea's military leaders say a government of national unity integrating members of different political parties should lead the transition to civilian elections. Former Prime Minister Sidya Touré says it's too soon to consider such an arrangement with the military. Touré says the offer of an interim government is not a subject that Guinea's different political parties are now discussing. Touré leads the opposition Union of Republic Forces and says party members are conducting a neighborhood-by-neighborhood survey to find out how many people were killed in Monday's violence at Conakry's main sports stadium. The military government says 57 people died, almost all in the crush of protesters fleeing the stadium. Human rights groups in Guinea say at least 157 people were killed when members of the Presidential Guard shot into crowds to break up the protest against the expected candidacy of military ruler Captain Moussa Dadis Camara.
Les auteurs, quels sont ceux qui ont été à la base de ce massacre?
Captain Camara says the authors of the massacre are political leaders who violated the law by holding an illegal demonstration. He says those protesters should have known that Guinea's armed forces contain uncontrollable elements, and opposition leaders found responsible for the violence will be punished. While trying to shift blame to his political opponents, Captain Camara is also reaching out to them with the offer of an interim government and an international inquiry into the violence. Former Prime Minister Touré says for the moment, his party is more concerned about the hundreds of people injured in the unrest. Touré says his party's first preoccupation is the death of its supporters and helping the parents of those who are injured find ways to get them treatment. Guinea's Red Cross says it treated more than 350 people injured in Monday's unrest. It's the most violent repression of political dissent since Captain Camara took power in a coup 9 months ago. A coalition of political parties, civil society groups, and trade unions were protesting his expected candidacy in presidential elections scheduled for January. Captain Camara says he's not yet decided whether to run, but he has told his supporters he'll not insult them by ignoring their demands that he stay on as president. The African Union says it will sanction Captain Camara this month unless he makes clear that he will not be a candidate. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.